A member of our cyberspace congregation asked that we speak on divorce. We'll start by asking ourselves, what is divorce? The permanent separation between two people who made a decision at one point in time to remain together. It's a hurtful tearing apart of the psychic currents from the Ida and Pingala that became welded together between the couple. First in their courtship, that's when it all started. And then in their marriage. If it is a sanctified marriage, it's even more hurtful. What is the difference between a sanctified marriage and an unsanctified marriage? Or a marriage of just taking vows, like in the park, or at the beach, or under a tree, or in Las Vegas, or someplace like that, where the vibration has not been prepared by those who know how to prepare a vibration to reach into the inner world where the gods and devas are. Such as in a Catholic church, for instance, where the language and the protocols are all there. In a Protestant church, for instance, in a Hindu temple, where the priests know how to build the vibration to reach into the inner world and attract the attention of guardian devas, guardian angels, the gods, and the many devonic helpers that will support, spiritually support, the union, so that souls from the inner world will come into physical birth. Souls from the inner world come in both ways. Some come from up, down, and others from down, up. Those that come from down, up create all kinds of problems on the earth for everyone, all throughout their life. But they're young souls and they're evolving souls. Those souls who come from up down, from the higher inner worlds, may have problems growing up, but once they are grown, they help humanity move forward all of their life. Divorce has a great deal to do with emotional immaturity. What is emotional immaturity? It is that the mind is not strong enough, intellectual mind, is not strong enough to all the time control the emotions, and the emotions take over the mind, or put the intellectual mind into motion. Or confusion. People say what they don't mean to each other. And just to say I'm sorry afterwards does not erase the scars that hurtful words make. People who lose emotional control do things that they wouldn't do in a normal situation, such as in the workplace, where they have to maintain their place of employment, not be dismissed for poor behavior. In other words, it's two sides to an individual. It's emotional maturity, it's immature at home, and mature in the workplace. But that immaturity at home often blows up. I suppose that's why they call it a nuclear family. It's just about to explode at any moment. So we have emotional immaturity. We have vow-taking, which is a promise. And we have a sanctified marriage with an entire congregation coming forward. And that usually happens when somebody is a member of a church, a temple, a synagogue, the entire congregation comes forward. And that brings a vibration in the inner world. And the vibration builds and builds and builds, and finally the union, in a deep spiritual sense, happens. And everyone's sad if that union breaks up. Some take the side of the husband, the former husband, against the wife, and others take the side of the wife against the husband. And there's a division in the community when a divorce occurs. Now divorce. In today's world is a way of life, even in Hinduism. It was never heard of 25 years ago. Never talked about. Never happened. If it did happen, nobody knew about it. But now it's an everyday event.